Morning, Jim.
Morning, Morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So last night in the NFL, the Texans showed their defensive prowess, and they beat the Bills 23-19, sacking Josh Allen eight times, turning him over a couple of times with interceptions. Former Viking Danielle Hunter, certainly one of those guys. Is that defensive line for the Texans one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL?
Yeah, Anderson and Stingley and Hunter, you know, Hunter and Anderson, just great bookends. They're well coached. They have enough talent on the back end. You know, the Bills just don't look like a very good team. They really need, you know, Cook and or Allen to perform a lot of heroics for them to win games. They've lost, you know, they just look very limited. They don't have anybody who threatens you downfield. You know, I think Kincaid was out last night. They kind of need somebody to catch short passes and break a lot of tackles, or they need Allen just to play like a superhero. There just isn't a lot of depth there. They're not particularly good defensively, and you know they can run the ball, but when they can't run the ball, they just become, you know, they really become Josh Allen just running around trying to make plays. And last night was one of those times when, you know, Josh Allen's usually the best athlete on the field. Well, when you're being chased by Hunter and Anderson, you're no longer the best athlete on the field. You're not going to be able to just run for 20 yards whenever you want to.
Is this just another example of a lot of teams in the AFC have caught up with both the Bills and the Chiefs?
Yeah, and, you know, the Chiefs have been so good for so long. At some point, their reign was going to end. Now, I think a lot of people are writing them off. They have seven games left. They're 5-5. They have seven games left. Four absolutely winnable games, three tough games. So if they win the four they're supposed to win and win one of the tough ones, they're 10 wins, they're going to be in the playoffs, and they might get better. I mean, you know, that's the other thing. Some of this is the league catching up to some of the better teams. Some of this is some of the better teams just having the flaws that you're going to have in a salary cap league after you've been good for a long time. Age, losing players because of contracts, all that stuff. Some of it is some of the good teams just don't turn it on until Thanksgiving. So I wouldn't write any of these teams off yet, especially the Chiefs. You know, who are you going to pick? If it's Patrick Mahomes against Daniel Jones in the AFC Championship game, who are you picking? I'm still picking Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's hard to go against that. You're right. So the Vikings play the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday. We've got just a couple of days. Health-wise, how are both teams looking?
The Packers have a huge injury report. A lot of the skill position players are banged up. Dobbs, Golden, Josh Jacobs. I think Christian Watson's on there, too. Obviously, they're already missing Tyler Kraft. So they're banged up. I also think they just have a different standard for putting somebody down as limited. Then you have the Vikings are very healthy. But, you know, Fries and Grenard really haven't done anything this week. Darisaw didn't practice yesterday. That's just the way he's been doing things lately. He's taking Thursday off. So Fries and Grenard are really the concerns. Two key players. But also when you get to, you know, when you get to late November and you only have two guys who might miss time, you're overall pretty healthy.
How do you feel about J.J. McCarthy, and what are some of the specific things you'd like to see better from him this weekend?
You know, there's been so much talk about his mechanics. I really think a lot of the mechanical issues are, it's not that he can't throw the ball, right? He's shown us, he has plenty of arm. He's thrown a lot of great passes. He's thrown a lot of great passes in clutch situations. Last week, for all of his problems that were his fault, he also threw about four passes that could have been caught that might have changed things. So I don't think he has trouble throwing the ball. I think he has... He doesn't have great pocket awareness. He puts himself in places in the pocket where the ball might get tipped or he might hit his arm on an offensive lineman as he follows through. He just doesn't he doesn't find the right spot in the pocket to enable his offensive lineman to have maximum leverage and to give himself as much room as he needs to pass. And then sometimes I think he's just too amped up and he throws the ball too hard. You know, there's just no reason for him to throw the ball 8 feet over Justin Jefferson's head. You look around, you watch the passes Bo Nix played through last week. You watch the way Drake May plays. They can take something off it. They can throw different arcs, different velocities. McCarthy's always trying to throw his fastball. So I think a lot of the mechanical problems are due to feet, awareness of the pocket, and just trying too hard. He just kind of needs to relax and have a little bit better awareness of what's going on around him.
So you were around Brett Favre, both when he played with the Packers and with the Vikings. He was known for throwing the ball pretty hard. Did he develop more touch over time? Did he have that right away? I'm trying to recall if he was good at that at the beginning.
He loved the fastball, but he also had great pocket awareness. He was very good at managing the pocket, at avoiding sacks, at running when he needed to. He was a bigger, stronger guy. He was harder to bring down. I mean, you know, we're comparing one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time to a guy who's played five games. You know, that's also part of it. Favre loved throwing the ball hard. He also was incredibly accurate. And, yeah, he also had a great feel for the game. So he could throw the soft pass. He could take something off something. He could throw with arc. He was better at everything. He's just a great, great quarterback.
Jim, the Timberwolves are going to play at Phoenix tonight. I know you mentioned yesterday they're not a great team despite the 9-6 record. Are they overachieving at this point, Phoenix?
Yeah, we're also in the early feel-it-out stage of the NBA. Listen, everybody in the back of their heads in that league knows that this is a long grind. Of course, they want to win every night. But, you know, a lot of the things you're seeing at this point, I won't say a lot of the things. You look at the Timberwolves. Like, they're 10-5, and they haven't beaten a good team yet. So what does 10-5 really mean? I do think they're a good team, but, you know, they haven't really done anything to justify being 10-5 to date. And Phoenix, I think they also have had a relatively easy schedule, and they've won some close games. You know, we got to see more than just getting off to a relatively hot start to think that they're actually contenders. I don't think anybody thinks they're a top six team in the West.
Gopher football's playing against Northwestern at Wrigley Field tomorrow. How big a game is this for the Gophers as far as positioning for a bowl game?
Oh, I think they need to win the last two games. And maybe, you know, listen, they could lose to Northwestern, beat a really bad Wisconsin team, be 5-4 in the Big Ten, have an overall winning record, and they could go play in some bowl. But, you know, we already know the negatives on their resume are that when they play a good team, they get destroyed. And, with the exception of Nebraska, who was ranked when they came in here, but I think we all know Nebraska was pretty fraudulent. So I just think, you know, if you want to have any argument for a decent bowl, you have to win the next two games, winning them convincingly, look like you've improved at the end of the year, and have a 6-3 Big Ten record, which, you know, under any circumstances for the Gophers is usually pretty good.
How about Drake Lindsey? Is he coming along? Are you seeing improvement from him?
I think so. It's just that, you know, when he goes up against a superior physical team, it just doesn't look very good. I don't think it's his fault. I don't think his receivers get much downfield separation. The Coy Parrish experiment didn't work out, which is too bad because that would give him one guy on the roster you just kind of throw it up to. I think he manages the situations well. I think he's doing pretty well with what he's under the circumstances. The circumstances haven't been great.
Go for men's basketball. They're going to play a game in Sioux Falls against San Francisco. I suppose besides Missouri, this would be their second toughest opponent they faced to this point.
Yeah. It's just another not to me. It's an average non-conference game. But listen, you know, it's not very exciting, frankly, and their non-conference schedule isn't very exciting. And if they were a really good team, I'd say, why are you playing all these cupcakes? But they just need to figure out a way to play together and a way to get more offense. And you're probably not going to do that playing against great teams.
What can you tell me about your column about the Frost?
They have won the first two championships in the PWHL. They open the season tonight against Toronto at Greg Casino Arena. I will be there. They lost some depth in the expansion drafts, but they did just trade for Denisa Krizova, who was on their championship team, and they lost her in the expansion draft. They traded with Vancouver to get her back. They still have a lot of their stars. They'll have Heisey and Coyne Schofield they still have McQueig, and they still have Grace Zumwinkel. Still have both goalies. They lost a little defensive depth, but they still have Lise Stecklein, who's kind of the leader of that group. So, you know, it's going to be tough for them to win it again, but we thought it was going to be tough for them to win it last year, and they found a way, and they really kind of surged in the playoffs. So, you know, just starting it off tonight, they will have a championship ceremony before the game at 6 o'clock at Grand Casino Arena.
Minnesota Wild, they're playing at Pittsburgh tonight. The Wild have had very good goaltending play from both Gustafson and Wallstead. Do you foresee that they're going to continue to kind of rotate those two?
I mean, they usually play, what, 70-30? They usually pick spots for the backup that makes sense, back-to-backs, when the lead goalie's tired. You know, they don't have to hold a press conference and say how they're going to schedule this. They can take it game by game. I just think that Wallstead has been spectacular, so they should play him whatever percentage of the games they think maximizes his effectiveness and his value. And if that's 70%, great. If it's 80%, great. They need to win, and Wallstead right now gives them the best chance to win. So they just play him as much as they feel like he can handle it.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
Let's see. We have Don Mitchell's show with Travis Singleton, the sneaker reporter, a guy who kind of built a national brand out of nothing. That show is up. We have Mark Rosen, Sports Monday, with Alec Lewis, who also does Vikings podcasts for us. We have Viking Update show up. Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider will be out today to preview the Packers game, and everything's at TalkNorth.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim. Thanks. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thanks, Ed.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at SuhanStrib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcasts at TalkNorth.com. Jim, once again today, is brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Dream Getaway 89. By the way, we're going to have code words today, Monday, and Tuesday. We announced the winner of Dream Getaway 89 on Wednesday of next week. So code words for three more days, and then winner announced on Wednesday. So the first code word of the day today is stuffing, S-T-U-F-F-I-N-G, stuffing. Type that in. You could win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is stuffing, S-T-U-F-F-I-N-G. News from ABC is